Kia ora, everyone. Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. I bet you didn't expect this spontaneous live stream midweek, Wednesday, 30th of August, 2023. It is just bang on 3 p.m. and I'm currently at home, pretty well unemployed at the moment. Please give me some money. I don't want to e-beg, but I do need it. If you're listening to this live or on replay, head along to kiwiradio.nz. I've been playing around with the website and put up a little pop-up banner there of how you could support the service for as little as $5 New Zealand per month. The website cost itself has just increased as well, so I'm hoping we have at least three people join us this month, something along those lines. That would be really, really helpful. I do appreciate it, because I'm here to promote New Zealand music, as I usually do, because it deserves to be heard. We've had some great artists come on the show recently. We usually live stream every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. We've actually got Jay Vinci coming up next week, as well as Chris Yong from Tadpole and a whole ton more. So please keep in touch and go to kiwiradio.nz and see what we're up to. I thought I'd do a little bit of a recap, month in recap, of who's been on the show and play their music again for those who may have missed it. Starting off with Alex Beatty, we've got a track here called Home, which is fitting because I'm at home at the moment. It's also got Avalon Martin doing vocals as well. You're tuned into Kiwi Radio, spontaneous live stream, 3 p.m.
Again, should I ignore it or take it head on? They've come as friends. What are they doing up at this time? It's getting late.
A very beautiful song by Alex Beatty. Pretty sure that's how he told me to pronounce it, Beatty. But anyways, it's spelt B-E-A-T-T-I-E. Up next is a Auckland indie band called Back to the Hillside. Seeing as though I'm all alone at the moment, we'll play the song called I'm Alone. You sensing a theme here of depression? please give money. So we can pay the bills, you know, and plug this full time. Someone's gonna do it. Give me radio.
Why you down? You're not one to run from a crowd. Hear the sound, it's the people screaming all around. Come on out, come on out, cause I see it now. You long for love, for love, for love, for love. I'm alone, baby, I'm alone. You push my heart in the dirt. I'm alone, baby, I'm alone. You push my heart in the dirt. Now we're out. Tell me why you're still in your shell. Don't know how, but I feel empty, nothing else. Well, come on out, come on out, cause I see you now. You long for love, for love, for love, for love. I'm alone, baby, I'm alone. You push my heart in the dirt. I'm alone, baby, I'm alone. You push my heart in the dirt.
Side up next, probably one of my favorite New Zealand electronic producers who has done some awesome collaborations. I am, of course, talking about Quicks, and this collab is with Linny. The track is called Take My Breath Away. It is also the extended version. Really love dubstep. That dubstep sound gets me going. Kiwi Radio here, spontaneous live stream, 30th August. It's a midweek stream. It's very wet in Auckland at the moment. Hope you're enjoying yourself out there. I guess, I don't know, jumping on puddles, as you do. 10 past 3 in the afternoon.
Feel the shadows creeping in. Let the minds beneath my skin. Where they end and I begin. We'll be right back.
Hope you don't mind, I'm in a very dubstep mood at the moment. It's wet. It's cold. It's middle winter in Auckland, so you gotta heat it up with some hot wax. Up next, we're gonna go international with Joshua Melody, who is active as the production name is Zomboy. He's got this wicked as sort of sound that I want to play right now. The track is called Dead Man Walking.
Thank you.
Tomboy with a track called Dead Man Walking. That is the audio equivalent of swallowing a bunch of nails and like some dogs and metal, and I don't know, it just sounds insanely good. A bit chaotic indeed. Speaking of chaotic, I was a bit tired when we did the stream last night. I had, of course, Joseph E. Harrison joining us for the 7 o'clock Tuesday show, and I was such a nutter. I missed his third and final song. Like, we were talking about, you know, we were introing the song, talking about it, and then I forgot to play the song. So that sometimes happens. I feel really bad there, Joseph, if you're listening to this, which you're probably not. And but I thought I'd play it again, get it some more airtime, because it is a good record. He's actually pumped out a brand new album, which you can check out on Bandcamp. It's really good. Joseph Harrison. Bandcamp is called J.E. Harrison with two R's, music.bandcamp.com. His new album is called Therapy for a Cynic, and this is the track that I forgot to play last time, yesterday, when he was on the show, but we'll play it now again for you. And I hope you're enjoying this Wednesday recap of who's been on the podcast. It is 20 past 3 at the moment if you're listening to this live, and we are on 30th of August at the moment, 2023. Oh, and a big shout out to Nitin, who's just joined the chat. How are you doing there? How's India? Kiwi Radio.
I should let go.
right, all right. Welcome to Kiwi Radio. It is a live show right now, and I'm glad I've got some company there in the chat. Nitin is in the office right now listening to the music, so that's really good. I used to do that all the time when I was employed. I just have one earbud listening to kiwiradio.nz very secretly, and now this is my job because I don't have a job. I was made redundant, as you do, because they were putting all the jobs offshore. That's the trade secret I'm not meant to tell you right now. But there you go. Yes, and petrol is going up and up and up and up and up and up. It is now $3 in New Zealand, triple what it was. And let's aim for double digits. Let's put it that way. So thank you very much, Nathan, for joining me today there in the chat. And I hope you have a good work day today. Food is also going up. Yes, I do agree. So what do you think? Is this a bold decision to be like a streamer as a day job? Oh, dear. What am I doing? But hey, you know, there is actually no station plugging like Kiwi music from New Zealand. Really? I don't know. Well, there is. There's like a few stations, student stations, in Dunedin and things like that, but I tell you what, they're all funded by the GOVT, so we're not funded by anyone except you. So I actually made some time to make a little pop-up there on the kiwiradio.nz. I put all the graphics together. Whenever we do a live show, the video will actually show up on the pop-up as well, so head over to that. I put a little timer so it doesn't go straight away, it doesn't annoy you, but there is a tab there on the right to open that pop-up and watch the video live. So that's really cool. That's a cool new feature that I've put up, and hope you enjoy it too. So seeing as though Nitin is a lover of jazz and he's listening at work right now, I thought I'd dish up some jazz that I really enjoy that I found. This next one you might recognize as a Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely, but it's actually been renditioned by Borelli Lagrene, a French jazz guitarist who has made this version of the song. And when I first heard it, I was like, man, this is good. So I hope you enjoy it too. Isn't it good? So yeah, Borelli Lagrene. I'll put it on the chat room now in case you want to look him up. Thank you. Radio. Isn't She Lovely by Barilli Lagrini, obviously made famous by Stevie Wonder originally. Now, Nitin's in the chat, obviously keeping me company, working hard today. But yeah, he said that food is going up for him in India. So things like rice, wheat, and sugar. So that got me thinking I should probably read some articles, seeing what the food crisis is like out there. So let's start off in Mumbai, New Delhi. A broad rise in prices of food essentials in India, driven by uneven and scanty rain, is forcing the Indian government into a series of measures to boost supplies and ease inflationary pressures. While annual retail inflation was at about 15-month high of 7.44, last month, food price inflation rose to 11.5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is trying to act quickly to avert any backlash from voters in upcoming state and national elections. Actually, when is your voting happening in India there, Nitin? Ours is actually happening in October in New Zealand. So 2 months away, and I have no idea who to vote for. Actually, someone told me, one of the truth people that I know, told me who to vote for, but I can't remember because they were one of the minor parties, so they probably won't get in anyways. Yes, we're lost cause. Let's see what's happening with food crisis in New Zealand. So in New Zealand, cost of living, food prices rose 12.1% last month. Has it actually peaked? So let's have a look here. Food prices increased in the year of 2023, but there are some signs that food price inflation may have finally peaked. I don't know about that. Wasn't it Bill Gates wanted to make artificial salt or something? Surely that'll bring the price of takeaways down, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, next track is George Howard with Love Will Find a Way, keeping it jazz themed for their Nitin listening in at work. he's saying that his elections is in 2024. Well, good luck with that. Keep me posted. Kiwi Radio. And again, thanks for hanging out. Thank you. Radio. It is just 3:30 now. And I think I've pleasantly surprised Nitin with that lovely jazz track by George Howard. Actually, we've got quite the turnout tonight on the stats there, even though this is a spontaneous live stream. So thank you to 24 unique listeners listening in right now from Nitin in India, of course. We also have Australia listening in and New Zealand listening in right now. It's good that I'm playing some jazz because one of my event clients wanted more jazz, so I got to like brush up the jazz sort of records and yeah, test the waters, as so they say. By the way, that client is AucklandMamamarket.co.nz. We do a ton of events in Auckland, so they are a sponsor of the show. And if you want to actually, you know, become a sponsor, please do and donate today. I need the dough to feed myself with rice and you know, potatoes. I'm thinking of growing some potatoes. I actually have a caller wanting to call in right now, so that's exciting. I will get him on the phone. But first of all, I do want to say thank you to Pariana for his donation recently. And he's obviously a Kiwi musician here in Auckland. I met him while I was a stag do at my brother's. He was our ship captain for the boat that we were cartering. Cartering, is that the word? I can't remember. I can't read. But anyways, yeah, so I thought I'd give him some extra love and airplay. He is actually a really cool artist as well. He reminds me a little bit of Sting, but like with acoustic guitar. So a little bit of Sting and Spanish influence kind of thing. So hope you like it. This track is called Left in the Field. It is, of course, a New Zealand tune. We're doing a bit of a midweek recap of who's been on the show recently. We've got a ton more shows. We do Tuesday, 7 p.m. normally. And I'll get a caller on straight after this.
No need to be a hero. Just talk to me, come on, man. Is that step 5-0? Always gotta be one left in the field. Got to find a way to keep it all together. When eyes on the table, just make the target pay. Gotta be the one left in the field. No, no, no. Always got to be, you know,
bit of Pariana for you on Kiwi Radio. Again, thanks to Nitin for joining us in the chat. He is from the awesome community called realmikemartins.com, which I'm proudly a part of. And speaking of that community, open lines, we have Matt in Australia. Welcome to Kiwi Radio, mate.
Good afternoon, Ralphie. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Look, we've got a small crowd of 18 right now, so think of this as a private call plus 17. But how are you doing over there in Australia?
Well, it's a little bit gloomy today, overcast and possible rain, so I'm positioned in Melbourne.
Yeah, what's happening in Melbourne and what's on your mind? You can go full cook, by the way. You have my permission.
Full cook. We're on Mike Martins, really?
Yeah, let's do a Mike Martins right now. If anyone's listening going, who on earth is Mike Martins? He is an amazing streamer from Canada, talking to real people, real topics. Check him out, realmikemartins.com. Yeah, go full kook, mate.
Yes, Mike Martins has been revealing behind the scenes, just like the Dollar Vigilante. So they're the two high-priority people I listen to. Is 2019, it was about September, Dollar Vigilante warned of the coming food shortages, which actually happened about 6 months later. So that has been the foundation of why I stick to listen to, especially the Dollar Vigilante. But Mike Martin's definitely the go-to for everything else.
Now, you know who Nitin is, because he's in the chat right now, actually. He's telling us that in India, sugar, wheat, and rice is going up and up.
Yes, I seen the rice thing about a month ago. So, lucky in Australia, we're very stocked at the moment, and the price hasn't really gone up. But I went and bought a big 5 kilo bag of rice. Not that I eat that much rice, but whenever I eat rice now, I feel like a king, because how long until that becomes short supply?
I can't believe that rice, which is meant to be a staple, is going, it's meant to be cheap to produce and everything, it is actually increasing in price. For those that were stocking up on rice and all sorts of things, you're probably laughing right now, eh?
No, not last year, but potentially, I don't know, in a couple of months. Definitely laughing.
Well, in New Zealand, potatoes are increasing as well. I'm glad I kind of know how to grow potatoes. The only problem is they take like 3 months to grow. But yeah, these are meant to be staples, right?
Yeah, basic staples that everyone should have access to.
Do you think beer will go up?
Well, Heineken should be pulled off the shelf now.
Why is that?
Bill Gates' involvement.
Oh, what? Tell us.
If we pull up the article, I'll just get that.
Educate me, man. This guy, he needs to retire. He keeps putting his filthy hands on everything.
Bill Gates, Heineken's steak. Despite saying he's not a big beer drinker.
I guess he's thinking from a capitalist standpoint is people are going to be so depressed with everything going on that they're just going to be drinking themselves silly. Have you heard, I was listening to InfoWars, Alex Jones, he's got a couple of inside connections saying there's going to be another lockdown coming in like a month.
Yes, I did see that.
Do you think that's true?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Round two, eh?
Well, you just go look at mask mandates, and isn't there a lockdown currently in USA somewhere?
I don't know.
I think there is one region.
Bloody heck. Well, we've got our elections here in New Zealand in about a month or so I'm guessing we'll be next. Maybe mail-in ballots will be a thing.
It's possible, but if it's only a month away, wouldn't they have done that last month, started to get it going again?
I don't know. You've actually got 12 more minutes of me on the phone there. I've been streaming for an hour and I do have dad duties later on. But what else is on your mind? Do you want to rattle some things, some topics, what's happening in Melbourne?
Oh, we could just free range it, just keep going on what we're talking about.
What are you up to right now? Are you what are you doing in what are you doing in Melbourne at the moment? Is this a good time for you?
No, it's fine. I worked overtime yesterday and yep. the previous day, so that added up to enough hours to have today off. So I got today off.
Well, you're lucky you still have a job because I got made redundant, and so here I am. I think I'm going to be the next Joe Rogan of New Zealand. And I've been self-employed before, so even if I operate at a loss, I don't know. But a lot of the tax stuff happening right now for self-employment, they're adding all these hoops at the moment. Hey, it's become a little bit more a bit more involved with, you know, giving receipts and things like that than what it used to be. Everything's a bit more involved. If you want to try, I tried looking at unemployment benefit and things like that, as you do. That's got a few more hoops as well. I don't know. I actually lost for things. So I do have a few contracts happening. So I'll probably be working, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 days a week as a contractor. But it's definitely a scary point for me. So if you do have funds, if you're listening, one of those 18 unique listeners, even if you're chucking $2 a month, please do. I actually need it to buy rice. So there we go. I'm not e-begging, am I? Do I sound desperate, Matt? We're friends. You can tell me.
So there's a time when some people are in desperate need, they need to ask you out for help.
Well, I did actually. I've got about 1,800 emails that I've collected over the years, and out of those, 3 people actually did donate. And so, thank you so much to those 3 people, and a big F you to the rest. So, no, I'm not bitter at all. The elections are going to be interesting in New Zealand. And what else is on my mind? I think, I don't know, have you heard of the case of Vinnie Eastwood in New Zealand, how they got arrested for lockdown protests 2 years ago?
Yes, it has been.
See, this is why I'm scared, because he was doing talk show full time and was earning like 4 figures per month US, but now they're like bankrupting him, and he's like bankrupt now because he's going through all these lawyer fees and things like that, all because, and this is the crime that he did, he was standing closely next to another person during lockdown. So there we go. Hey,
in fact, I've come across what do they call it, the not Black's Law, it's common law. So maybe that needs to be looked into, because the way they've explained it is all these judges and the law people all need to get paid. So they put everyone under this spell that your straw man and all that, that gets into play. And then if you don't know how to defend yourself, that's where you start getting all these fines issued. So if you don't know how to defend yourself in court from the start, that's where it could go wrong. So I don't know if Vinny will go through that process.
I've had a few cold calls from a cell phone number recently since being associated with Vinny, because obviously KiwiRadio.nz is on his, plastered all over his website, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. And since then, I've actually had about 2 or 3 random phone calls from police. Well, at least they say they're police. And then they're like, hi, is this Ralph? And then I just hang up. They tell me who they are, and I'm like, nope. Because, I've watched a video about not to talk to police. So they haven't hassled me since then, but, you know, I haven't done anything. But, you know, whatevs.
Well, just like they say, you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting, though, that how that was a coinkadink.
It's funny how they placed Mike Martins on the terrorist list.
What, for talking to people and talking to his friends? Essentially.
Yeah, so New Zealand's just gone bonkers with that war.
Yeah. Yeah, so if I end up in jail too, just remember that I didn't string myself. Anyways, you know the deal. I love life. I love music. What else is on your mind? You got a couple of minutes.
Actually, we're talking. People were talking about what was that thing earlier? So, The Economist magazine. You're familiar with that?
Yes.
Who actually owns and runs that?
You tell me.
I don't know. I'm just starting to look into it now. But if you go to Google Images and type in The Economist, and you look back on the events that have taken place, and then the fronts of The Economist actually are predicting it years before.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting because, well, there's that one where it says it's got the Phoenix on the front cover with, say, like the 1 and 0, like binary code, and 2018. So let's just say that was the start of the digital money coming in. And then take another example would be when the drugs don't work, say the rise of antibiotic resistance. That was many years ago they started talking about that. And then there's so many examples on this. Just looking through each one. And yeah, it's interesting just what they have put out.
It's like The Simpsons predicting stuff too, right? If I seem distracted, I do have a Twitch person joining me today. Choco Pies wanting to send me some original music. Do I do live reactions? Yes, I do. And do you want me to do a live reaction now? I don't know. Okay, apparently it's 30 seconds. Let's just play this. Do you want to listen to it too?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. It sounds like it's rap music. Rap music, really, to be honest, my friend, isn't really my thing. But thank you for sending me that song. If you do want to send me music, I will, you know, listen to it, play it in full. Go to email me, kiwiradio@proton.me. Sorry about that there, Matt. I just had to do a live reaction, apparently. Choco Pies was on the chat there. Also, Nitin is saying that Family Guy has done... he's saying thanks. No worries, man. Just send me your music, kiwiradio@proton.me, and I'll make it an MP3 file, please, and I'll play it on the radio. Nitin is saying that Family Guy also does a lot of predictions. What do you think?
Yeah, look, anything that's on TV is suspicious in my view.
Do you watch much TV at the moment?
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah. Same with movies, man. I just feel like, I don't know. Have you seen Barbie? I haven't seen Barbie the movie, but people keep talking about how Barbie is good and how they talk about the, I don't know, royal family or something like that. I actually don't care, but whatever.
I watched the first half of it and I was too tired to watch the rest. But the reviews I've heard from the people who see the truth of the world, they said it belittles man. It puts the men down, you know, make them less, and they're just following the current orders to boost women up into their positions, whatever it is. But you got to look at Barbie for what it is. Like, if you had seen little girls play with it growing up, yes, Ken is this gay guy-looking thing, and it's just the way he is. So, yeah. That.
Yeah, I really don't like the modern man image these days. It's a little bit too camp for me. I don't know. I'm not like, you know, like, I don't know, homophobic or anything, but it's just like it's a bit too much of, you know, the same thing, right?
Yeah, well, I grew up in the countryside, so it's two different lifestyles. And then I've moved to the city And yeah, I kind of see less of it now, but back before I was in the city, it's very evident the modern men are living in the cities and they don't get out and they don't really learn about true lifestyle. In a way, it sort of stunts people in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like being male and masculine. I don't subscribe to this whole toxic masculinity and stuff. I think there is opposites in that occur naturally in nature, right? So we've got to kind of embrace that. I mean, that's been happening for millennia, but now for some reason in the last 3 years since Kovishta, that is being rewritten for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe they don't want us having kids, right?
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Evidence that they don't want kids anymore. So, well, if you go to look at the world debt, well, the world population clock, it's almost 50% of deaths to births ratio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was previous to the pandemic, but seems rather high on the death note.
Yeah, it seems awfully convenient. And yeah, I bet my lotto numbers that there'll be another lockdown in a month. And what I'll tell you quickly, we've got a couple of minutes left there, Matthew. But I am obviously actively looking for work, right? But what I've noticed is it's a little bit like England now, where there's a lot of employers offering what I call underemployment. Like, it was ridiculous. One listing was like saying they want to employ someone for 2 hours a week. How is anyone going to survive on 2 hours of wages a week, you know, that kind of thing? So there's a lot of that happening, yep. Or maybe 2 days a week, something like that. But yeah, so I guess I'm forced into doing the gig economy at the moment, which is what I'm doing as a self-employed person. But yeah, certainly it reminds me of England. And well, I just remember being surrounded by a lot of miserable British people because of that. But yeah, so maybe that's come to New Zealand. Who knows? Maybe I'm just getting old and not useful. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, quickly?
Well, you got to look at the digital age where it's kind of stripping out manual work. And it's going to be more evident the more they do it, as well as, say, like the managers of companies or the big ones where they focus profits only and then they don't actually care for the business itself. So, yeah, see mass layoffs every day, different companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I feel like an octopus multitasking. I do have Joseph on the chat right now. He was obviously in the podcast recently. He's got a brand new album, which we need to plug again, Joseph E. Harrison. He's actually giving me a download code to download the rest of the album because we plugged 3 songs last Tuesday. And thank you so much for that because I was actually really enjoying his music. He reminds me of David Bowie. So watch this space, everyone. We obviously plug Kiwi music here as well as Talk Truth. Was there anything else to wrap up there, man? We should probably do this again. Is this time usually good for you? Nitin says he's at work at the moment usually this time and listening to music. So, yeah, what's...
Got me on a lucky day here. It's just 1 day off.
Well, I'm testing the waters as a full-time streamer, so I might just do the ad hoc one here and there, but it is good to catch up with you, Matthew. Any final words? What do you want people to take away from your call today?
Strive for truth. Keep looking out there and don't listen to the mainstream propaganda.
Woo! If anything, just listen to the mainstream, maybe, and then just like think the opposite, right? Maybe that too, so who knows?
And take fact-checking as truth.
Are you going to be doing more sort of hands-on video stuff of what's happening in Melbourne, especially if you guys start getting locked down? Will you be, just reporting to the community what's happening, what's really happening?
Yeah, look, if we are locked down and stuck at home, then, yeah, I'm going to gravitate towards that. But, yeah, as long as there's freedom at the moment to be able to go out and do random things, then, yeah, that's what keeps me out.
it makes sense because you got to enjoy life as well, you know. So, there's that too. But let's just hope to God that Alex Jones is wrong. What are the odds of that? But yeah, okay. Well, thank you anyways, Matthew. And I really, really, really appreciate your time and just hanging out today, okay?
Sure, no problem.
All right.
We'll talk again.
You're a cool dude. All right, Chaz, enjoy the rest of your day there in Melbourne. See you later.
All right, thanks, bud. Thanks.
Yeah, I like having friends in the Commonwealth. I do. And if you want to make friends in the Commonwealth, head over to realmikemartins.com. He's not paying me to plug him, but... yeah, I've met a few people from that community, and we're really a really niche community. We just like to talk, basically. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, I'm gonna outro the show with probably one more Kiwi song, and then we'll do it at that. Remember to join us again next week for our regular time slot, Tuesdays 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time. We're going to be interviewing Jay Vinci, and then straight after, like the week after, we do have Chris Yong from the infamous Tadpole. He's a really cool musician, but very political too, so I really like him. I'm keen to pick his brains when he gets on the phone. But anyways, Reiki Ruai, which is a Maori name, so I'm not butchering it, has released a song called Working Title, and that should pretty much close the show. If you are in the chat right now, final comments, please do. Thank you for listening on Twitch and all that sort of jazz, and on YouTube and on the radio station as well. My name's Ralphie, and you're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Remember to give money. I feel so bad e-begging. No, we really do. We need the funds, and we'd love to keep this radio station on. So if you do, there's a new button there. $5 is the recommended donation per month. And yeah, that'd be really awesome. All right, guys, stay cool, stay classy, stay creative. You can when they come around, and then you see them go. Feelings catching up, and I don't wanna jump. I can see a style, and I already know. Shout out to Joseph. Thanks for listening in, mate. Feelings catching up, and I don't want to choke, yeah. Cause I can see your style, and I already know. All right, team. I've got some dad duties to go to now, so thank you so much to 16 unique listeners. You can download this for replay as well. Just head along to our website, kiwiradio.nz. And yeah, hopefully tune in next Tuesday for our regular 7 p.m. time slot. Thanks to our sponsor, AucklandMarket.co.nz. Check them out. It is 10 past 4 p.m., 30th of August, 2023, Wednesday afternoon, rainy day here in Auckland. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll put the auto music playlist back on now. So yeah, and as per that last person, Choco Pies, if you want to send me music, go to kiwiradio@proton.me, like email me some MP3s that way, or you can also add me on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. All right, thanks, and a special thank you, of course, to Matthew there in Melbourne ringing in. Really good to catch up with you, mate. You enjoy the rest of your day too. All right, signing off. Bye, everyone. Enjoy your day. Later. Nitin saying, thank you for the great music. Have an awesome day. No worries, man. It's all about the tunes. You enjoy the rest of your day at work, mate. Yeah, stay classy. See you later.